Brandon, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Brandon, can you talk a little bit about Yago Gardening and the work you're doing over at New Mexico State University, the Ag Science Center?
Oh, Yago Gardening is an initiative to bring backyard garden or community gardens to the Navajo Reservation. On the reservation, there's little access to fresh and healthy foods, being that it's a food desert, meaning that there's the proximity to supermarkets or any place with affordable food is sparse.
And what's the work that you specifically have been doing as a part of the Yago Gardening project?
Specifically at the Shiprock site, there was a previous site in Crown Point, but specifically at the Shiprock site, we have put in a greenhouse, and we are working at it with a charter school called Dream Dene, which has a farm-based curriculum. So everything they learn from English to science to math has to be based around agriculture, but also in reference to Dene culture infused. So every other Wednesday, I go out there, and what they have what's called an experimental day. I teach them science experiments based on agriculture and the time of season. So I will teach them stuff like the directions of the Holy Mountains, the Navajo Holy Mountains, such as the one we are near here in Durango, which is the Bensa or Mount Hesperus. And also we installed a greenhouse so they can have fresh access to fresh food year-round. We built raised beds, and we are in the process of building a rain catchment system for them. It's a site where we give workshops. We invite people to give workshops. I specifically give workshops based on companion planting and seed saving.
And what has been the community's response to this program?
The community's response has been good. It was recently featured in the paper, the Gallup Independent, and people like that their kids have access to their culture and to agriculture due to the fact that the San Juan River is where 70% of the people who farm on the Navajo Reservation grow. They actually grow along the San Juan River.
And what got you first inspired to garden and to grow food?
Before I moved to Fort Lewis, and I was previously at Northern Arizona University, I was, and I'm originally from Black Mesa, Arizona, in the Four Corners, and I grew up dryland farming and raising livestock. And we didn't have access to running water or electricity. So I thought I grew up like poor, or what people say as poor, but I had all this knowledge that I had acquired from family and from our previous history of dwelling in the Black Mesa area. So I had a wealth of knowledge already to share, and I'm willing to share with everybody else.
And how is your experience at Fort Lewis and, you know, working at the Environmental Center, how has that kind of affected what you want to be doing next?
As an intern, a volunteer, and finally as a student employee of the Environmental Center, it taught me the value of community and outreaching to your community, because there's a lot of help that can come from community members, who either from businesses down to people who are involved in the political arena in your area, reaching out to these people because they can offer a lot of help. And in Navajo society, that's a term we call keh, which doesn't mean, it means kinship. It means people coming together to help. And that's an effort that we're trying to do with Yago Gardening, is to bring back that sense of keh or kinship.
You're also involved with a backyard garden study over at NMSU. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. I was originally hired there straight out of Fort Lewis College. I wrote my senior thesis on the history of the San Juan River Valley based on from a Navajo perspective, how Navajos acquired agriculture, ways they made it their own, and ways they've lost it, and efforts to bring them back. So the backyard garden I was involved with was, backyard study I was involved with was a human study, where we had 15 participants, 15 in Arizona and 15 in New Mexico, where we installed 24 by 34 foot gardens, complete with drip system. Some of them had rainwater catchment systems that we had to install. And we wanted to see this, how this would affect their behavior regarding health and fitness and nutrition. And overall, it was a success. Like, some of the participants were so successful in their little gardens that in the next coming year, they want to know how to market the produce that's coming out of their garden. So that's their next effort coming up in 2017.
NMSU will be helping them as they grow and look at some of these marketing strategies?
New Mexico State University and Diné College, which is a joint study, will be on going forward with their progress, which has been very fruitful.
And when you are working with some of the backyard garden, are you teaching like traditional Navajo growing techniques?
It's basically up to them because we're not trying to change, like enforce their behavior. We're trying to like have them go at what they want to do. We give them every chance that they have, like from seeds to planting implements to workshops that we give based on companion planting and seed saving. And we also gave them fruit trees, apples, which was a Macintosh apple, which we found through research to be the most viable one to work in the region. We teach them how to care for the plants, but basically planting what they want is with the choices up to them.
And do you think if you hadn't grown up dryland farming that this would be kind of the route your path has taken?
I originally wanted to go into, since I'm from Black Mesa, where they're strip mining for coal, I was originally studying geology and I wanted to go into land reclamation. But I do believe that due to the 2050 food crisis that's coming up, when we'll have 9 to 10 billion people on the planet, that we're going to have access to healthy organic food that will come from a reliable source, which is our backyards.
Brandon, thanks so much for the work that you're doing and for sitting down and talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.